It is Wednesday morning. It is the morning after Indiana basketball, and that means Joe Smith checks in with us. Smitty, happy snow day to you.
Happy snow day. Well, I got to get out and in it eventually, but I guess it's not too awfully bad, is it?
Nope, just some powder, and again, it's just going to be a give it a couple hours to let everybody get most of it cleaned off and raring to go, and everything should be fine the rest of the day.
I might be able to take a little snooze in it after I get off the air this morning.
I would join 80% of the community right now and rolling back over, putting the blanket back on and enjoying it. Indiana slept really well last night because Illinois slept walk through. Well, I'd say three-quarters of that game, and most of it was had to do with the Hoosiers putting them to sleep. Joe, rock that baby, 19 three-pointers. That's all kinds of records. Yogi is a new assist king, man. Tell me, well, you know what? Here's my simple 2 cents in it. Illinois came in 1-4. They left 1-5. Indiana did exactly what they needed to do. They're top of the league because they've done exactly what they've needed to do to this point, and a lot of it rests on number 11's shoulders.
Well, I tell you, you could sense something was going to be special when the Hoosiers hit 6 of its first 10 from behind the line on Tuesday night, opening up a 22-11 lead just inside the 11-minute mark. But what we and you saw or heard last night in the second half was literally one for the record books, as Coach Tom's Hoosiers blew the doors off of the Fighting Illini of Illinois, handed them their worst loss in the series in a quarter century, 103-69, on a night when Yogi Ferrell became number one all-time, the assist king, his arm raised by Coach Tom, who took him out with about 4 minutes left, a spur-of-the-moment thing, as Coach Tom told us in the postgame. Symbolic, though, because of what Yogi has meant to this season, his senior year, and his career, and that's winning. Yogi hit Max Bielfeld with a no-look, the basket prior to gaining that 22-11 advantage to break Michael Lewis's record. The Hoosiers lost all but 1 point of that lead in the next 2.5 minutes as the Illini scored 10 straight, but that was going to be the Orange and Blue's last hurrah. Then the Avalanche began big time. The Hoosiers, now 6-0, off to its best league start in 8 years, and this 11-game winning streak, its best in 4 years. Closed the first half on a 20-4 run, holding Illinois to one field goal the final 7:38 of the half. But after losing all but 1 point of its 11-point lead, the Hoosiers then outscored Illinois 81-48 from that point on to the final buzzer. The Hoosiers put up 61 in the final 20 minutes, shooting 69%, and during one stretch hit 10 in a row, 17 of 20, and took things from 61-37 to 87-51 with 6:37 to play, about as fast as you can say Hoosiers. 19 three-pointers, that's a new Big Ten school and Assembly Hall record. Indiana now joining six other teams in D1 this season that have hit 19 in a game. The 27 assists, the most ever in the Crean era at home, and the most under Crean against a Big Ten opponent. Heck, we haven't had that many assists in a game in 11 years. And you know what? We haven't even touched the individual efforts. We'll do that a little bit later, going inside some more numbers on this record-setting night. 103-69 over the Illini Tuesday night. Northwestern overtime losers at number 7 Maryland. They'll be in here for a noon game on Saturday. Coach Terry Morin's women, well, themselves unbeaten at home this season. They will host the Lady Illini, who snuck into town before the snow. They'll play at 7th, looking to bounce back. Indiana, after that tough road loss the other day at Minnesota, U of I is only 1-5 in Big Ten play. Indiana looking for win number 11. Plenty going on the high school scoreboard. Good night for North and South on the mats. North beat B&L down in Bedford, 57-21. South over Edgewood on the Mustang mats, 41-21. Cherise Otter had an 18-11 double-double as South snapped its four-game losing streak at Martinsville, winning 53-44, recording its 11th win. Mooresville beat North 65-24, and boy, things not getting any better for Bloomington North. They host top-ranked Columbus North on Friday night. The North girls swimmers are 8-0 in duels. They beat Terre Haute North in the Cougar Pool Tuesday night, 116-70. The boys have lost only one duel, and they completed the sweep of the Patriots, 101-84. Upcoming, the Councilman Classic, North and South at Royer Pool on the IU campus, Saturday at 2 p.m. By the way, noteworthy, senior Kyle Run set a new school record in the 100 free out at Edgewood, 49.58. Edgewood was second in a three-way with Martinsville and Mooresville. The Edgewood girls finished third. And Kaylee Erton won the vault, bars, and all-around at 16th-ranked South. Much the better over Noblesville last night in girls gymnastics, 103-93.
And a busy night at the Assembly Hall, Joe, as you mentioned, and busy stuff everywhere. Good to see everybody got that in since the snow happened overnight. Femi Hollinger-Jansen was taken by the New England Revolution in the MLS Super Draft yesterday.
He was introduced, had a standing ovation at the Assembly Hall glass at halftime last night. Great to see.
You won't find many better kids than that. 44th Indiana player selected in the Major League Soccer draft since the inception of the league in 1996. 51st overall and third round pick on that. The Pacers win last night, Joe. That was good. They break up a three-game losing streak, winning 97-94 in Phoenix. Their next stop is Golden State on Friday night. Yikes. Well, I guess that's part of it. We've got a very busy... Well, I'm going to say you have a very busy weekend. Let's remind folks on your Friday and Saturday nights here on the radio.
Well, we have the Panthers playing, and North is off, but South plays Martinsville in the annual battle for the Old Shaven Mug at 7:30 Friday night. And then Saturday, with the early tip, North, well, with the early IU tip,
right.
With Northwestern, we'll do the North Terre Haute South game at 7:30. On Saturday night, the Braves come in. They're pretty good, and North needs to get a win to regain its confidence. So we'll have both of those scheduled games anyway. Let's hope for the best.
The weather looks great. I don't think you have to worry about any of that. And that'll be three games for you in 24, about 26 hours. Not bad. Not bad at all. But the good news is you can put your feet up on Sunday and enjoy the football. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 2:30 before Tom Brady and the New England Patriots head to Denver to take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos. That's a 3:05 kick, followed by action in Charlotte, the number one Carolina Panthers hosting the number two Arizona Cardinals. So we'll do football from, about 2:30 to midnight not that late, but close, on Sunday night, so you won't miss any of the action. When we get back at 8:45, we'll go inside that box score, a night for Robert Johnson that started off awfully, Joe. Good to see him. He did his Nick Zeisloft impersonation as the game went on, and Indiana will need all hands on deck once the schedule heats up and once February rolls around as well. But the 6-0 Hoosiers, Joe, hard to poke holes right now.
No question about it. So, you know, we didn't make the schedule. We just play it, and, you know, good things are happening. And, you know, we look to extend the streak, obviously, Saturday. How about Troy Williams? That was my lead for the next half hour. Now, you know, 25 minutes, no turnovers, 21 good points. Hey, you know. So, there were a lot of great efforts. You mentioned Robert Johnson. You know, in addition to his double-figure night, he had 6 assists and 7 rebounds. So, you know, but good productivity, too. So much to talk about. The 37 bench points last night, that was also a season best. We had that earlier against Rutgers. So, boy, it was just scintillating to watch.
Yeah,
him in the second half.
Exactly right. And big winners, 103-69. Yep. All right, good stuff. As always, get that coffee warmed up.
We will.
We'll get back to you here in a little bit.
See you in a bit.
8:49, here's Joe Smith, live on the telephone the morning after Indiana basketball. Please be there. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's loud and clear.
Yeah.
I heard you at 7:45, loud and clear, and that took a turn for the worst after that. But enough about my fun. There was plenty of fun at the Assembly Hall last night. Number 11 led the way, as he normally does, Joe, and the senior point guard should, but there's been other breakout performances we need to pay attention to. Indiana's route, 103-69. Good to see the likes of number 4 and number 5 getting back into the swing of things. Tell us your thoughts from what you saw at the Assembly Hall last night in the Hoosiers' blowout victory.
Well, I tell you what, there was a certain wow factor that embraced the demolition of Illinois Tuesday night. The wow looking at what Tom Crean's Hoosiers did in last night's second half against the Illini, unloading 61 points in the second half. During one stretch, Max Bielfeld off the bench scored 10 straight points. He started and continued the offensive onslaught when it was 68-46. The Hoosiers is a team in the midst of hitting 10 in a row, 17 of its first 20. En route to this 103-69 route, Indiana hit nearly 69% the second 20 minutes and hanging up those 61 points. 10 of 15 from behind the line on a Big Ten school and Assembly Hall record 19-point evening from three-point land. Max led the bench brigade with 16. 16 of the 37 scored by the non-starters. That tied a season best. Hack Harrison-Nigo's second career three with 51 seconds left gave Indiana its 19th triple on the night, and thus the record. Yogi is numero uno. The all-time assist king had 9 on the night, hit 5 triples, 16 points before Tom raised his arm in salute with 4 minutes left in the ball game. Robert Johnson stuffed his line score with 13 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal in 25 minutes, and a donut in the right column for Troy Williams, i.e., 0 turnovers. 21 points, 8 of 11 shooting, 5 assists, just 1 off of his career best, and I'm talking assists there, so a pretty complete game from Troy Williams. OG Anunoby didn't miss any of the 4 shots that he took, 9 points and 3 rebounds in 12 minutes, and heck, Nick Zaitsloff, well, he was going to get in the action as well. He had 9, yes, all 3s, giving him now 8 from behind the line in these last 2 games. Indiana won the Battle of the Boards 31-19 Tuesday night. The Hoosiers have either won or tied opponents now in their last 11, and, oh, by the way, all of them have been wins. The third longest winning streak now ongoing in the country. So here we sit, 6-0 on a Wednesday, best conference start in 8 years, 103-69 Tuesday night, the biggest margin of victory over a Big Ten opponent in the hall in 24 years, and that 34-point drubbing of the Illini Tuesday night, its worst in the series in a quarter century. So let's complete the Illini Daily Double, shall we? Tonight, Big Ten Player of the Week, Tyra Buss and her Hoosier mates, up against the Lady Illini, who come in 1-5, 7 o'clock, Indiana, looking for win number 11. And like the men, the women a perfect slate this season on the McCracken court. A couple of soccer notes worth mentioning, and congrats out to Femi Hollinger-Jansen, who became the 44th Hoosier down through the years to be selected in the MLS draft in the fact that the league was first organized back in 1996. That's a pretty good number right there. And Femi, the first since A.J. Corrado and Nikita Kotloff were drafted in 2014. He was taken the 51st overall pick by the New England Revolution in the third round on Tuesday. Great kid. Standing ovation for Femi during halftime as he was introduced at last night's game. By the way, women's head coach Jamie Burberry announced yesterday the addition of assistant coach Mike Regan to her staff. He joins the Hoosiers after 4 years as an assistant coach over at Drake University. His primary focus under Amy will be on the team's overall technical development with, I hear, a specialty in the area of set pieces. And additionally, Mike will assist Amy in offensive execution as well once they get ready to go into spring practice. By the way, you know, we've got all the NFL title games coming up, the conference title games this weekend, and WGCL will be airing the Pro Bowl, FYI, on Sunday, January the 31st. Start time will be 6:30. And by the way, with the Super Bowl coming up in early February, a program note will also be airing 7 days to Sunday at 10 o'clock each night from Monday, the 1st of February, through Saturday, February the 6th, leading up to the big ball game. So take note of that here on a midweek snowy Wednesday.
And Dave and Glass, that's me. We'll handle it all tonight, Joe, from 6 to 7. We'll preview Northwestern. They almost beat Maryland last night at Maryland. They've been very good on the road this year. They're 4-1 in true road games. Maryland wins in overtime 62-56. We'll take care of that, plus all the football tonight and your calls from 6 to 7. Busy, busy Wednesday morning. You got a busy weekend with two basketball games, Friday and Saturday, so we'll check in with you Friday morning to get a preview for that, plus the Hoosier weekend as well. And enjoy that hot coffee. Let those roads get cleared up for you. Don't hurry out there this morning, will you?
Yeah, I mentioned that the WIC crowd for the Edgewood Boys and Girls on the line, I was talking about one date, January 29th. That is correct for the boys at Northview will be there that night. But Gary Sims Edgewood Lady Mustangs, they play at home this Friday for the WIC title, taking on Northview. We'll hear from Coach Gary on some of our reports tomorrow.
All right, sounds great. Playing for a championship. That's why you lace them up or tie them up in any sport. Joe, great job as always. Hoosier victory, 6-0, top of the league. Nothing wrong with that, and we'll get caught up with you on Friday morning.
Talk to you then, my friend.